You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report was released last week about the state of children's literacy in New Zealand, demonstrating that it's time to learn the wide-ranging benefits of using subtitles in terms of improving literacy. New Zealand's media accessibility organisation ABLE creates subtitles and captions for New Zealand TV and media, which have shown the benefits of children's literacy. I talked to Sophie Jones from ABLE on the matter. Could you just tell me a bit about what ABLE does and about the process of developing captions?
Totally. So ABLE is a not-for-profit organisation. We're fully funded by New Zealand On Air to provide captions and audio description for New Zealand TV and film, essentially to make New Zealand content accessible. So in Aotearoa, there are 880,000 plus New Zealanders who are deaf and hard of hearing, and there are 180,000 New Zealanders who are blind or who have low vision. And so obviously media, audiovisual media, you are using both of your senses to access that usually. You're using your sound and your sight. So if you are, you know, not able to fully use one of those senses, then we need to think about alternate means that we can provide that access for viewers. And so captions are essentially like subtitles. So they appear at the bottom of the content, and they provide a written alternative to the auditory experience of watching TV, whereas audio description is intended to provide access for people who are blind or who have low vision, and that is an alternate audio track that when you enable it, it will describe the on-screen action so that you can essentially, access the program without watching it. So that's what we do at ABLE. We provide both of those services.
What are your thoughts on this sort of accessibility being used to help improve children's literacy rates?
Yeah, great question. So what we've noticed over recent years is that, you know, there is a trend towards more people using accessibility features. So our statistics recently show that 38% of New Zealanders are watching TV with captions. That number is obviously higher than the number of people who are deaf and hard of hearing. And so it's clear that people are using captions for other reasons than being deaf or hard of hearing. And so what we can see is that accessibility features can have really wide-ranging benefits for all of society. And one of those, a really big one, is the outcomes for literacy. So there's been loads of studies done, some local, some international, that show that turning on the subtitles can double the chances of a child becoming good at reading. We're all for it. Why ever people want to use captions, we're here for it.
Now, do you think this was especially useful since kids were locked down and learning from home just a mere, around 6 months ago?
So there's been a report released recently which indicates that literacy has really dramatically declined over recent times. I'm sure that the pandemic has had a factor in that. I think it's just a really timely opportunity to remind parents and also young people that, you know, this is a really, really simple thing that they can do. They can just turn on the captions if they're watching TV. We're not saying it's a good idea to watch TV instead of reading, obviously. We're just saying captions are a way to support your literacy. If you're already watching TV, it just makes a lot of sense.
Now, if say we're talking about parents here and, you know, monitoring your child's screen time is, I guess, a whole nother debate in itself. But would you say that making sure that captions or subtitles are on during your child's screen time is quite imperative?
That's what the research indicates, is that, you know, if children are watching TV, having the subtitles on can just dramatically improve their, you know, their exposure to words, also the engagement factor. So TV is inherently engaging. You know, it's very rare that somebody watches TV because they have to. We're watching it out of choice. And so that engagement factor also really ties into retention of the words that they're reading. And yeah, so, I mean, it's just so simple for a literacy outcome that can be so dramatic. Just having the subtitles on, kids usually don't even notice, but they're just absorbing that exposure to words constantly.
Now, does ABLE have anything planned for the future in regards to developing accessibility within the media realm, I guess?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we are always working to try and expand our services as much as possible. And in terms of content for young people, we're really lucky to be able to caption 100% of Hey Hey content. And we also captioned all of the Ministry of Education's home learning channel. Do you remember they did that on TV when we were in lockdown? Yeah, really cool. So we were able to caption all of that, which is great that that's there for children. And then, yeah, in terms of next steps for ABLE, we are midway through an expansion journey. So we have been, yeah, expanding our services quite dramatically over the last year. And we're on a 3-year path towards expanding accessibility, and our ultimate goal is that all media is accessible in Aotearoa. So that's what we're working towards.
Is there anything else that you just want to bring up that we haven't touched on, or maybe that I've missed, or that you'd like to tell?
I guess the only thing is the idea of like accessibility growing in popularity. So like how 85% of videos are now watched without sound. And yeah, more and more people are sort of, the tide's turning on accessibility a little bit.
That was Sophie Jones from ABLE speaking on how subtitles improve children's literacy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.